At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today's Friday, November 11th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the first of three college football games tonight. Some Friday night lights for the bettors out there. And we're going to go to an 8 o'clock game here on ESPN2 between East Carolina and Cincinnati. A big AAC matchup. Currently, Cincinnati is listed as a 5-point home favorite with a total in this one of 52. Now, going into this one, ECU is 6-3. They've won three straight games. They just beat BYU 27-24, winning outright as a 3-point road dog. Meanwhile, Cincinnati, they're not ranked, but they're still having a pretty good year. A program that's been on the rise over the last few years, just turned out a big NFL pick there with Sauce Gardner. But Cincinnati, 7-2, they just beat Navy 20-10 their last time out, but they did not cover as an 18.5-point home favorite, only winning by 10. Now, what we've seen in this matchup, number one, the public is all over Cincinnati. That name recognition, that brand recognition, Cincinnati is getting across the market. Or at least that our VSiN.com bet splits from DraftKings, 64% of bets. So around 2/3 of bettors are taking Cincinnati here. However, we have seen this line dip a little bit. Cincinnati actually opened as a 6-point favorite at home, and we've seen them now get down to 5 here. Some books have even touched 4.5. So why is this line going to East Carolina if majority of bets here are on Cincinnati? It does look like there's some respected money grabbing East Carolina here plus the points. ECU would have some value as a conference dog. conference dogs, kind of like NFL dogs. NFL dogs, we had another one last night on Thursday Night Football. Anyone who's able to take the Panthers there as a super contrarian play with some reverse line movement, that 3 down to 2.5. But with those divisional dogs in NFL, they're close to around, I think, 59%, 60% this year. Same thing in college with conference dogs. It's really that familiarity, the rivalry aspect in college where you get up for these conference games. And you do tend to see these tighter games in conference play based on the familiarity. So you'd have that in your back pocket if you wanted to take the points with ECU. Also, teams very similar here, offense and defense. They're both averaging about 32 points a game on offense. ECU is giving up 23 points a game on defense versus 21 for Cincy. So Cincy has a slightly better defense here, but very similar, both scoring for and against. Now, one advantage for ECU, they're coming off a bye. So typically you do see these favorites off a bye do better than dogs off a bye, but you would be extra rested for East Carolina, whereas Cincinnati is on normal rest having played last week. And you do see ECU leading the AAC in third down conversions. That's one thing to keep an eye out for. They're converting 51% of the time on third down. Now, aside from this move toward East Carolina, public Cincy line moving toward East Carolina, we have seen some under money here as well. The total opened at 53. You're down to 52. That's notable because 67% of bets are on the over. You know, 52 is kind of a low total in college. Public says, hey, we can go over that number pretty easily. However, it has fallen. Again, 53 down to 52, despite majority of bets over. So it does look like some sharp money maybe leaning under here. It's going to be about 50 degrees in Cincinnati, but you are going to have 10-mile-per-hour winds. So obviously you had the under in last night's Thursday Night Football showdown in the NFL. That was rainy and really windy here, but wind is the friend of an under. It's going to be harder to throw the ball, to convert your kicks here, miss kicks, maybe wide left, wide right, come up short. Maybe you run the ball, chew up the clock more. So you do see in college about 54% to the under when the wind blows 10 miles per hour or more over the last decade. And both of these teams are 5-4 to the under. So a little bit of under money here, a windy under system match, as well as some movement toward East Carolina.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, let's go to another Friday Night Lights showdown here. This is your late game. Let's go to Fresno State and UNLV. This is a 10:30 p.m. kickoff, and it'll be played on CBS Sports Network if you're looking to sweat this thing. But currently you have Fresno State listed as a 9.5-point road favorite with a total of 61. Now, going into this matchup, we have two teams trending in completely different directions. Fresno State started tough this year. They were 1-4 their first five games, but since that time, they've gone 4-0. So overall, now they're 5-4. Again, starting off pretty poorly, but now have won four straight. They just crushed Hawaii 55-13, easily covering as a 27.5-point home favorite. UNLV, complete opposite. They started well, 4-1, but they've gone 0-4 since. They're now 4-5 this year, and they just lost to San Diego State 14-10, although they did cover as a 5-point road dog in that one. Now, for this one, it looks maybe pro-Anjo toward Fresno State. And what does that mean? It means that basically you have a majority of bets, the public's in your support, but also good amount of money here and a line move. And again, I think it's a misconception that pros and Joes, you know, typically you always think about, oh, they're always on opposite sides, but that's not always the case. You know, the pros, the wise guys, the sharps, they're betting games based on their own numbers. They're setting their own numbers, and, you know, if they have a better number than what the odds makers are showing, boom, they have an edge. They'll get down. They don't really care about what the public's doing. And again, they're not gonna fade the public just to fade the public. They're not going to follow the public. They're doing their own thing. And if they happen to be on the same side as the public, they don't really care at all. They're trusting their numbers. So, again, it's a misconception that they're always pros and Joes on different sides. Sometimes you do see them on the same side, maybe for different reasons here. Maybe for the public, it's more of a public bias or just a gut instinct kind of feel, whereas, you know, the pros really are betting based on their data. But anyway, it looks like pro and Joe on Fresno. Fresno State is getting 75% of bets, definitely a public play, but they're taking in 90% of the money. So that's a plus 15% smart money discrepancy here. And we have seen this line move to Fresno. Fresno opened -8.5. Now you're up to -9.5. So now that we're approaching kind of pretty close to the key number of 10 here, we always think of, you know, 3 as a key number. Obviously, 7, the touchdown in the extra point. Those are your two biggest key numbers. But another one would be 10. So I'm looking to see, do we get Fresno State up to -10? And if you do get to 10, is there any buyback on UNLV plus 10? Like, if this never goes to 10, it stays 9.5, that's probably a good sign for UNLV because they're super contrarian and the books don't want to hand out, you know, that round number, that key number of plus 10. But if we do get to 10 or maybe even get to 10.5, sometimes you see late movement here closer to tip off. And again, this is a for kickoff, and this is a late game here, so a lot of time for action to come in. If you start to see that continue to go to Fresno, then boom, that'll be an indication past the key number of 10 that they're still getting respected money despite moving closer to that key number. You also look at the total here. Looks like a lot of over money. Open at around 57. You're all the way up to 61. So a lot of movement here to the over. One thing to keep an eye out for, Allegiant Stadium. This game is going to be played in Sin City here. Who knows, maybe close to the VEASAN studio. Not too far from Circa and South Point over to the big Death Star there. If you've never been to Vegas, it's this incredible stadium when you're driving. When I'm in Vegas and I make the back and forth from South Point to Circa, you see it there on your left as you're driving by. So make sure you stop at Circa or South Point to place your bet. But anyway, Allegiant Stadium is a beautiful, dome closed roof stadium. So weather shouldn't be an issue at all. And you are seeing, again, over money, 57 up to 61. Pretty good bet split here. Only 34% of bets on the over, but 54% of the money. So it's almost a contrarian over. Public loves betting overs. But, typically if they load up on an under, it creates kind of a trendy under, almost like a trendy dog you want to go against. So a lot of money to this over, and Fresno State is 4-1 to the over their last five games. So some movement pro and Joe to Fresno, and some money here to the over. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, I'm going to look toward the game that we talked about at the outset, East Carolina and Cincinnati. Give me the points here with East Carolina. Oh, so I'll be sweating East Carolina +5 in this one. So a couple reasons why. Number one, just from a data-driven standpoint, this looks like a classic reverse line move. And what is a reverse line move, RLM? It's when the betting line moves in the opposite direction of the betting percentages. Basically, the line is moving away from the popular side toward the unpopular side. So you got to scratch your head and say, hey, what's going on here? But this is what's happening for ECU. Again, Cincinnati open as a 6-point favorite at home. They're down to -5. So why is this line going toward ECU when actually Cincinnati is getting 2/3 of bets, 64% of bets across the market? So that tells me that, the public who likes Cincy, this name brand recognition of, again, a small school, but they have been getting better recently. They've been making, the college football bowl games. They've turned out some NFL players. So there's kind of a love of a name recognition brand for Cincy, whereas East Carolina, you don't really think of anyone East Carolina. I believe, who was East Carolina? Was it Chris Johnson, the running back? He might have gone there. But anyway, so number one, you have this bias play of public on Cincy. Yet if public's on Cincy, why is the line dropping and the bookmakers are giving the public a better number, an easier opportunity to cover? Like they open 6, public likes them. They're down to 5, public likes them even more. But instead of doubling down, you got to take a step back, ask yourself, why am I getting a better number? So looks like to me some sharp money here on East Carolina. I like that they're contrarian in a heavily bet game, only getting around 36% of bets. Did mention a conference dog here, tend to bark louder in these kind of rivalry games. And also, I do like the fact that ECU is rested, coming off a bye. So again, I mentioned this before, the data on teams coming off a bye, it's better for favorites than it is dogs, but I'll still take a big rest advantage here. Again, having an extra week to rest, rehab, game plan versus Cincinnati, who's on normal rest. So again, that's a rest advantage, rest versus tired for East Carolina. And the other stat I gave you, converting on third down, I think that's huge. You talk to anyone who knows football or plays a football, Michael Lombardi, my buddy there at VSiN, he'll always tell you third down conversion is a huge indicator of who's going to win a game. And ECU leads the AAC in third down conversions, 51% here. So I'm going to back ECU. Give me the +5 here, reverse line move, contrarian in a heavily bet game, conference road dog, converting on third downs. Let's go ECU +5. My next Josh is sweat. Let's go to the NHL. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Lightning. Give me the Lightning, guys. Shop around. I got the Lightning at -145. Right off the bat, Tampa Bay's got some line movement in their favor. Tampa Bay open on the road at Washington around a -130 road favorite. Now you're up to -145. So about 10, 15 cents of steam here toward Tampa Bay. That would match as a favorite. Ironically, you have seen dogs do very well here recently. NHL is a pretty chalky sport compared to all the different sports. Last year they're like 64% favorites. This year favorites are only 56%, and dogs are on a pretty good run here. So I'm interested to see just overall if you see a lot of regression back toward these favorites pretty soon. I think that is going to happen. It's been an incredible run here for dogs. And follow Dave Tooley on Twitter, at Tooley's Takes, because he documents the recaps every night of how favorites, dogs, over-unders have done. And I want to say, at least going into yesterday, dogs were like 31-17 the last week in NHL. It's been unbelievable. So hopefully I'm not contradicting myself, but basically what I'm getting at is my favorite systems on Tampa, they don't look as great this year, but they've been pretty good historically. So road favorites of the line move. You also have a road favorite system match on a team that is coming off a loss, so kind of a bye law opportunity, a rested road favorite as well, all matching here on Tampa. So aside from the line move, as I mentioned, Tampa was rested. They last played on the 8th. That was Tuesday, whereas Washington played on the 9th. And then also Washington, they're playing their third game in 5 days. So hopefully you're a little bit tired here. Prior to the 8th, Tampa didn't play prior to that since the 5th. So they've been off since Saturday. So Tampa's pretty rested. They haven't played a ton of hockey here. They've lost two of their last three. So I like them to bounce back, hopefully get back on track here. But then also Tampa, 6-4 is a favorite. Washington just 3-5 is a dog. Tampa has a big advantage offensively. They're averaging 3.2 goals a game versus just 2.7 for Washington. And Washington, I don't know if you can judge them, you know, totally right now. They got a lot of injuries, which I hope is a benefit toward Tampa. But Washington is missing TJ Oshie, Carlson, Orlov, two of their best defensemen here. So I'm looking at Tampa Bay here as a kind of a modest -145 road favorite with some line movement, rested, ready to go, better offense, and a lot of injuries for the Caps. So give me Tampa. I got Tampa at -145. Now, if you're looking for an afternoon sweat, it's a Friday at work. Maybe you can find a way to, put that little cell phone there at the bottom corner of your cubicle. Don't let your boss notice it. But how about Boston College Detroit? College basketball, 1 o'clock game. Guys, I'm taking the over 139 in this game. I'll tell you one thing that I've been doing in college is looking for buy low opportunities where a total falls, and I can low watermark the number and get good value here with also a KenPom edge. So KenPom is a great resource here if you're betting college basketball. But what I've been doing this to start the year, it's been pretty good so far. The whole thought process is let's get value on a total that's fallen too much, and then hopefully you get some buyback. Also keep an eye out for college basketball totals. They tend to move a lot here. But anyway, this 1 o'clock game between Detroit and Boston College, it's in my neck of the woods. BC isn't too far from me. I live on the outskirts of Boston. But anyway, this total opened at 142. It's down to 139. So the total has fallen 3 points. May not seem like a big deal, and you got to admit, looks like some under money came in. But I think there's an opportunity now to buy low, take the over 139. Why? Because our guy KenPom, who's the number one guy for projections, and if you know KenPom, he's really accurate. Even the players on both teams and the coaching staffs look at a lot of this data. But KenPom has a projected total of 146. He's got BC winning this one 81-65. BC is a 9-point favorite in this one. But if KenPom has a 146, and this line fell 142 down to 139, if we're betting the under 139, yes, we're with the line move, but you're also getting the worst of the number. To me, this creates an opportunity to buy low, take the over. So I'm going to go over 139. Again, KenPom's got a 136. When I do this kind of like buy low system play with a KenPom edge, I want at least a 5-point discrepancy between the current number and what KenPom has. So if I'm getting over 139, KenPom has a 146, that's a 7-point edge. So I'm going to buy low on this one. I actually was able to cash this one yesterday with that same buy low system. It was Riverside and Loyola Marymount, same sort of thing, which was a buy low to the over. But anyway, both teams are pretty quick tempos. I like this too. 71.9 pace for BC, 70.6 for Detroit. Anything above a 70 is faster pace. Anything below a 70 is slower pace. So pretty good pace here. Two teams go up and down the court. Also Detroit, they played Rochester University. They won 93-65 their opening game. So they scored 93. BC won 79-77 over Cornell. So they hit their over. And both teams shot about 48% from the field. So hopefully you get a lot of points in this one. Also, the line did dip to Detroit a little bit. Open at BC like laying 11. Now it's down to 9. So maybe get a more of a competitive game here. Maybe Detroit barks a little bit and help us cash this over. So give me the buy low over discrepancy. Total falls a lot. Buy low if you have a KenPom over edge. KenPom's got a 146. I'm going to buy low, take the over 139 for Detroit. Detroit basketball in Boston College. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Friday, November 11th. But a reminder, we have so much to offer at VSiN. Easiest way to get yourself introduced to VSiN and what we do on a daily basis, sign up for our free daily newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, and then you'll wake up every single morning to fantastic sports betting coverage. Also, make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy your Friday sweats. We have another big football weekend here coming up ahead. So have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. And as a wise man once said, the godfather of VSiN, hopefully you can cash some tickets today because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, guys. Have a great Friday. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer and have a great weekend. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.